So I have on the line with me now Jordan Welburn, and Jordan is with a group called Zhito. This is a high-energy Ukrainian Zabava band based out of Calgary, and Jordan lives in Saskatoon, so it's a good prairie band. And I just got a call from Jordan just last week and told me all about his group, which this is new to me, so I am perhaps new to you as well. So we've got Jordan here to tell us all about Zhito. Thanks very much for joining us, Jordan.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, the band is based out of Calgary. You're out of Saskatoon. How did you guys hook up and form this band?
Well, actually, I lived in Calgary for a year in 2008-2009, and in that time while I was there, my best friend and I had Kamal Lebedovich, we started up this band, and things had just happened to go really well for the band and how the music was coming together, and we had so much fun doing it that we were able to keep going after I moved back to Saskatoon. And yeah, it's been going strong and even stronger since I've been back in Saskatoon.
So what's prompted you to form a Zabava band?
It was a combination of a few things. I've grown up, you know, always around Ukrainian culture and Ukrainian music, and I come from, you know, my Ukrainian community here in Saskatoon, where I grew up, was full of just so many talented artists. Like I grew up with, you know, looking up to people like Carissa Klopishak from Tuti Tam, and you know, Larry Klopishak as well was my choir director for a number of years and still is.
Mm-hmm.
And like I also learned from Nadia Futi at the Mohela Institute program, and she was a Ukrainian teacher, and she was a member of Voloshka,
mm-hmm.
you may or may not know. And lots of awesome influences that I've had that I've had the opportunity to know personally, and then later on in my life I've had the opportunity to perform with too. Like the huge inspiration for me to start Zhito was after Dauphin Festival 2008, when I had filled in with Tuti Tam, and they needed a guitar player for that year, and they'd asked me to play, and I was young at the time. I was 17 years old, and I was so excited because Tuti Tam was just a hot band, and they were, you know, a huge influence on me. The guys were kind of like my heroes, and I came back from that festival being like, you know, I got to start my own Ukrainian band. It just worked out really well that summer I was going to be moving to Calgary, go to the university there, and tomorrow night, you know, started the band, and that's how it all came.
So you just popped the question to your buddies, let's start a polka band.
Yeah, well, kind of a strange thing to say to people too, and especially because two of the members in our group aren't Ukrainian. Our drummer and our bass player, they aren't Ukrainian at all, but they love it. And when we proposed the idea to them, they were so skeptical. Like, let's play a Ukrainian polka band. They're like, okay.
Wow, but you managed to convince them.
They love it. The drummer actually has gotten to the point now, Stefan, he's learned Cyrillic and can actually speak Ukrainian and read Ukrainian. I remember one show we were playing, I think we were singing Vítr Vie, and all of a sudden there's a fourth part harmony in there, and I'm like, what? Where's that coming from? I look around, and there's Stefan singing in the mic and smiling at me.
No,
I was just, it's great. He just loved it that much.
Wow, what a nice surprise for you. And of course, non-Ukrainian, but with a name like Stefan,
oh, yeah, it worked perfectly. We call him Stefan on stage. He doesn't mind.
Well, speaking of Ukrainian names, you have a good Ukrainian name just like mine.
Wellborn, you know, that classic Ukrainian name.
Yeah, yeah. So what's your background?
Well, my I'm actually fourth-generation Canadian-Ukrainian.
Wow.
My great-great-grandmother, my prababa, she was a Vakhniak, and that is... that's my Ukrainian family name.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, my mother doesn't speak the best Ukrainian. My grandmother doesn't speak the best Ukrainian. They grew up with it around, like, the culture and everything like that. But the language was something that was lost. And my mother was adamant that I go to Ukrainian school as a kid. And I've been studying Ukrainian ever since. Like, even now in university, I'm studying Ukrainian. And it's been something it's hard to kind of maintain, but I'm really happy that I was pushed into the culture at a young age because it just instills passion for it at all. Probably
awesome.
After the rest of my life.
Awesome. Smart mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
that'll be your mama.
Yeah, awesome. And great that you've got, you know, two non-Ukrainians. I mean, you're spreading the culture. You're spreading the knowledge, and that's really great. So how do you the music then, it must be, are you the driving force for the tunes? Because these tunes will be new to the drummer and your bass player, right?
It's the thing is they hear the songs, and we actually are blessed with two very gifted musicians. And, all four of the other musicians are very gifted musicians.
Yeah, you guys are good, yeah.
thank you. The drummer is, he's got a very good ear for melodies, and as is the bass player. And they'll hear the tunes, and he'll say, play Kalena. I'm like, what's Kalena? And I'll be like, it's this one. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, and they know it right away. Or we'll give them an English translation on what the song means, and they know what it means. But they have a sense for the melodies, and they know how the music kind of goes together. And it didn't take that long for us to kind of get the songs together when we're showing them the tunes, because and we have everything also charted out. We sit there, a practice will consist of us, looking at a piece of music and just going through it, and never any troubles really. It's to the point now where our Kolomeka, for the most part, whenever we play Kolomeka, it's just a jam session basically on stage, and the musicians all, like they, how as a Kolomeka should be, it's uh-huh. very live and very spontaneous. And it's great to have the other two of them are able just to go along with it, everything. Our bass player too, he's a professional musician in Calgary. And he loves it. He has a lot of fun doing it on stage and just jamming out.
You guys are really, it's obvious. The intro to some of your songs, there's one of them, I put me in mind of the Who Pinball Wizard. I can't remember now which one that you sent me, but that sounded almost like the intro to Pinball Wizard. And,
yeah, that would have been Cervano Ruta.
I guess that was the one. Yeah, you sent me five, and I haven't listened to them often enough yet to remember which is which. But that'll come, because you guys are really, really good musicians. You've got a nice blend of traditional, and you guys are really, really good classically trained musicians, and classically a classic rock as well as just, the classics.
Thank you. We have a good mix, I'd say. Like our violin player, she's actually a violin player in the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra.
Whoa.
Our bass player, our accordion player is a classically trained bassist and cellist. And our drummer is a self-taught drummer as well, and our bass player is a professional jazz musician in Calgary. And then I just come from a good old rock and roll blues background. And then, the three, like our violin player, the accordion player, and myself all have heavy Ukrainian influences just growing up, because that's really the Ukrainians in the group. So we take that, and we do our best not to try and force the music upon one another. We try and create something where it works, and we try and make the songs kind of fit for what we're playing to them. It's not just a matter of, oh, this song's really catchy and it's good, we should just put some rock or some funk in it. It's more so like, okay, well, how can we make this work for this type of song? There's a lot of thought that we put behind our arrangements, for sure.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you say that, because I noticed that. I didn't realize what I was noticing until you just said that, but it does. It all fits. It all it merges. You manage to meld the two music forms, the genres, so very well. So now the non-Ukrainians must have heard the Ukrainian folk stuff somewhere, or did they, or is it all brand new to them?
It would all be completely brand new as of the band. So they've been playing your songs for almost 4 years now, so they know them quite well, and they know what the tunes are. But it is just rehearsal and getting a knack for music. And we're also, like I said, we're blessed with two great musicians.
There are how many of you, four, five in the group?
There's five of us right now.
Five, yeah. Well, all five are definitely blessed, I would say, and very gifted.
Thank you so much.
So you grew up learning the music. What are some of your musical influences on the Ukrainian polka side?
Oh, polka side. Well, I think the obvious first choice would be Burya, for sure. Like mm-hmm. Onkahoot and Burya. Just
right.
Growing up, that was mom's favorite CD. There's Mriya would be also another uh-huh. another group that really influenced me. And then there was a couple bands that came out when I was, probably I was younger. I would have been, my early teens, that really kind of took Ukrainian polka music and made it cool for me, is the way to put it. The first band that comes to mind would be Kalabai, and Kalabai's first album was just fantastic. The band from Edmonton there, they were just great. And that whole first album just completely took Ukrainian music for me. I'm like, wow, this is so cool.
Was that Kolomeka Casualties?
I think that's the one, yeah, Kolomeka Casualties. Yeah, there's that first opening accordion riff of Chromatic, like with John Locker on the accordion. It's just unreal. And then I'd probably say then, of course, you know, Tutti Tang, because I grew up with all of those guys here in Saskatoon, and I know them very well personally, and I have a really good relationship with them. Also, UB, which is another band that I really heard. That they were one of the first ones that I really liked, for some reason, the guitar playing in that album. It was inspiring. It was something about it was fresh and, kind of rock and roll. And I remember seeing them live in Dauphin one year, and I saw the guitar player, just playing a real nice solo. And that was one memory that stuck out of my mind as a young man. And I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
And I think it's something I tried to bring on to our music later on and with what we were doing.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got a brand new CD out.
Yes. Oh, we just recorded our debut album. It was a long process. We've been talking about doing it for basically since we started. We wanted to record an album. That was kind of the goal with what we were doing as the band.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew how I wanted to release it. I knew what the ideas that I had for the music. And we're extremely happy with the album. It's got 10 tracks. We recorded 11. The 11th is going to be released as a bonus track on iTunes probably in the next month or so. And the album is self-titled, Dripa. We released it at the Dauphin Ukrainian Festival, Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, this year on August 3rd. And it was great. We were really well received.
Well, from the tracks, the advanced tracks that you've sent me, really good music. And of course, have a bias towards Ukrainian music, but I've heard a lot of it in my day, and yours was really good. So this is very exciting to me to know about such an up and coming young band, nice fresh sound, but yet you managed to hold on to the traditional very, very well. So you said you debuted your CD at the festival in Dauphin, and you're in the right smack dab in the middle of a tour.
Yeah, and it's not a conventional tour, us sleeping in the back of a van for 4 weeks and driving across the country. But well, given that it's a little bit of and Ukrainian polka isn't exactly the most common genre, so we're able to have a little bit more ease with going across the country. And started in Dauphin. That was the August long weekend. And just this past weekend, we played the Ukrainian Day in the village just outside of Edmonton at the Ukrainian village there. It was great, great time, great audience. This weekend, we're going to be playing in Calgary at Lord Nelson's Bar. We're going to be doing a home CD release party there because we wanted to have something for Calgary because, being the band being based out of Calgary, we were playing all these shows across Canada, and we need to have something for all our fans back in the city. So we're doing something there. The weekend after that, on August 25th, we're going to be playing the Regina Ukrainian Fall Festival, which is right in Victoria Park, right downtown Regina. Then the weekend after that, we have a wedding, then we have a week break, and then weekend of September 14th, 15th, and 16th, we're going to be playing Toronto's Ukrainian Festival on Bloor Street.
Wow,
so
yeah.
We're pretty excited to be able to go down there and play.
Yeah. So break a leg on all your the rest of your tour here, and congratulations again on the CD release and coming together and putting this band together. If somebody's not going to be able to catch your performances, or if they are and they want to hear more, where can they get your CD?
You can get our CD at the Ukrainian bookstore if you live in Edmonton. We're selling them basically from ourselves in Saskatoon and in Calgary. You can just get a hold of the band and we can get you a copy if you're in Saskatoon or Calgary. We're currently on iTunes right now.
Okay.
CD is available for purchase on iTunes and on cdbaby.com as well. Anyone needs to get a hold of us, they can contact us at zhipa.band@gmail.com. Yeah.
You've got a website as well.
Yes, zhipa.ca. We have constant update of our shows that are coming up, and we've got some live stream music there for you guys, and just a basic little bio about the band, and all the info that you need if you want to get a hold of us.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's great. Well, it was wonderful talking with you, Jordan. Thanks so much for getting in touch, and all the best to you and to the rest of the group. Oh, by the way, give us the names of the rest of your band members.
Oh, Zhipa consists of Stephen Botts on the drums and some vocals every once in a while. Tamar Lebedovich on the accordion and vocals and bass and guitar and keyboard sometimes too. Then we have Adriana Lebedovich, his older sister. She plays violin and does vocals. Eric Smithstad is the is our bass player, and he does bass, vocals, keys as well. Plays a lot of keys. Great pianist, and also plays some guitar Sometimes he rivals me on guitar. I swear that guy's just great. And I sing vocals in the band and play guitar as well.
Okay, and you all do a great job. Thank you again for coming on the show and talking with us, and all the best to you, and hope to talk to you again soon when you launch your next CD.
Oh, yes. God willing. Thank you so much for having us on the program, and yes, thank you very much.
Okay.
And that delightful young man was Jordan Welburn with the polka group Zhito. And you can get their CD through CD Baby. And also, if you have trouble finding them, just check out the Nash Hollis website and we'll get some links up for you along with the archive of this interview.